I'm Pastor Lau from our Savior's Lutheran Church in Mankato, which brings you this brief broadcast each Sunday morning at about 9:05. Our Savior's is located at 1103 North Broad Street in Mankato. That's just across the street from Franklin Elementary. Sunday services are at 8 and 10:30, indoor with masks and distancing, or you can listen from the parking lot on your car radio. We also have a full service each Wednesday afternoon at 1:30. Please join us for Christian worship, education, fellowship, and service. Today we celebrate the Feast of All Saints. Our text is taken from Isaiah chapter 26. He says, "Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord our God is the rock eternal." This is our text. I can think of no other hymn than that famous favorite hymn, "For all the saints who from their labors rest," which raises the hope and the confidence, the expectation and the excitement of that great day when the end of this world will have come, and Christ will usher in the thousands upon 10,000s of His people into the eternal city of God. On that day, all that we have hoped and struggled for will have been accomplished. On that day, we shall see Christ in all His glory, not hidden any longer under bread and wine, but we shall see Him and know Him just as He now sees and knows us. On that day, we will be joined by all those who have gone before us and who have yet to come after us. Moses and Elijah, the prophets and writers of Scripture, along with St. Paul and all the apostles, Luther and the reformers, former pastors, teachers, and co-workers in Christ who have shared in our struggle, the struggle of all Christians on earth, to keep the faith until the coming of Christ. We will then be reunited with our fathers, mothers, and even our own ancestors who have not yet been born, but who will share our same faith. On that great day, all God's people will be united in one voice and one purpose, as the hymnist writes, from earth's wide bounds, from ocean's farthest coast, through gates of pearl streams in the countless host, singing to Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, Alleluia, Alleluia. On that great and glorious day, as the prophets and hymnists so often remind us, the fellowship of all believers will no longer be divided by place and time as we have been in this world. Today we must talk about the fellowship in this place or that. Those who lived at one time or another, sometimes there were more and sometimes there were fewer faithful followers in Christ. But on that day, we shall all be at one place at one time. Talk about perfect church attendance. The congregation at Corinth will be united with the congregations at Antioch, Jerusalem, Rome, Ephesus, and Thessalonica, as well as with congregations in Missouri and Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, Sudan, India, China, and every place in between. O blessed communion, fellowship divine, we feebly struggle, they in glory shine. Yet all are one in thee, for all are thine. Alleluia, alleluia. Looking forward to that day when all God's people will be united in one heavenly chorus of praise, we cannot but realize that this is presently not the case. Those who have gone before us do indeed already enjoy what we now can only hope for. We wait to be given what they already have. They have fought the good fight. They have been given the crown of victory. But you and I, who are yet on this earth, are still engaged in the battle. And don't believe that it is truly any less than a great battle over your soul. We pray that we might fight as they have fought. We pray that one day we too shall be relieved of our struggles to enjoy the true and lasting peace of God's eternal kingdom. The hymnist prays with these words, O may thy soldiers, faithful, true, and bold, fight as the saints who nobly fought of old, and win with them the victor's crown of gold. Alleluia, alleluia. That is a promise for all God's people. That is a promise for us, God's people here today, that when we recognize our role in the proclamation of God's eternal kingdom, then our Lord shall uplift and enable us with all that we need to go forward into battle, into the victory which Christ has already assured. It's a scary thing to take on the world and the devil in the proclamation of the gospel. It can be very difficult to put your faith to work in your daily life and to live starting today as a citizen of Christ's kingdom. But we do not go forward with fear or timidity. We go forward with boldness and strength. It is the boldness and strength of knowing that Jesus Christ our Lord has already assured us of victory by His victory on the cross, and that Christ has already given us that victory and still delivers it to us through the water of baptism, through His holy word, through His body and blood in the sacrament. Last week we sang Luther's words, Though devils all the world should fill, all eager to devour us, we tremble not, we fear no ill, they cannot overpower us. This world's prince may still scowl fierce as he will, he can harm us none, he's judged, the deed is done, one little word can fell him. And what is that word which can drop the devil and all his armies, dead in their tracks? It is the Word of God made flesh in Jesus Christ. Luther goes from verse 3 into 4 to explain, The Word they still shall let remain, nor any thanks have for it. He's by our side, upon the plain, with His good gifts and spirit. And take they our life, good saint, child, and wife, let these all be gone. They yet have nothing won. The kingdom ours remaineth. It is this last verse of Luther's Reformation hymn which we celebrate on this festival day of All Saints. Those who have gone before us and those who are yet to come after us shall one day be united in the eternal kingdom of our Heavenly Father. Indeed, there are those who are already there awaiting our arrival. and the day of our arrival, when Christ our Lord shall lead the triumphant saints into the eternal city of God, that day shall truly be glorious indeed. Imagine what it will be like when all the believers in Christ who have ever lived, who are living now, and those who are yet to be born, are gathered together in the kingdom of God that they had fought so hard to see. Not one of them has any wounds or scars or even memories of their troubles in this life. Even those who have suffered the most and died for the faith are there, perfect, whole, without a single trouble or even the memory of anything they had suffered. This is what we celebrate today, that God has in store for us the greatest church reunion ever imagined. You can meet the prophets and the apostles there. You will see your ancestors, your family members, your friends, your old Sunday school teachers and pastors. They will all be there for a reunion celebration which will never end. But most of all, you will meet Jesus face to face, one on one. You will have all the time in eternity, to which there is no end, to ask every question, to learn all that there is to know. There won't be any final hour left. There's no going back to work when it's over. All your troubles, all your sorrows, all your hard work will be over, and you will be, and heaven will be, and all God's people will be everything that God has intended for them to be. With Him, with each other, without sin or hardship or suffering or sorrow. Forever. No more sickness, no more death, no more fear or worry. You know that it can be that way. And it is Jesus, the Son of God and our Savior, who will make it so. It will happen, because there's nothing which Jesus has said which hasn't happened, just as He promised. And this is no new teaching. This isn't something that Luther thought up or which the church has thrown together in order to motivate the masses. It's not even a new teaching from Jesus. This truth is well established in Scripture, even in the Old Testament. As Isaiah the prophet said this morning, Isaiah, together with all the prophets, tells us of the victory which God has prepared for the faithful. Do you think I'm overstating the joy and celebration of heaven? Then listen again to our text and hear the clarity of this promise. Isaiah writes, "Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is the rock eternal. Your dead will live, their bodies will rise. The earth will disclose the blood shed upon her. She will conceal her slain no longer." Here we have Isaiah, the great prophet, declaring already to God's people who lived before Christ that the Lord is the rock eternal. We have joined Isaiah in this proclamation, for in the hymn we sing, "Thou wast their rock, their fortress, and their might. Thou, Lord, their captain in the well-fought fight. Thou, in the darkness drear, their one true light." Alleluia, alleluia. My friends, yes, the battle is on. It is the battle not of flesh and blood, but of spirit. It is the battle for your eternal soul. But in that battle, the people of God have an eternal rock, a mighty fortress, a victorious captain in Jesus Christ our Lord, who shall lead us all to certain victory. The crown of life awaits us in the eternal city of our God. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we praise and glorify our Lord's holy name. Today, we rejoice and give thanks for those who have already gone before us into that glorious day of our Lord. Today, we also commit ourselves anew to stand firm upon the rock eternal, who is Jesus Christ, God made man. And we boldly confess Him to all the world, singing to Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, Alleluia, Alleluia. In the name of Jesus, who is your strength and your hope, so may it be. Alleluia. Amen.